guys. Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, many years ago, about a decade, there was the crazy hot matrix, and that's where a guy put together the scale of crazy and hot, and how everybody, guys will, you know, only date so much of a crazy woman, but she gets more leeway the hotter she is. And I'll leave a link below if you haven't seen it. I've also done a video on this subject, and I'll leave a link at the end of this video. I'll put a little bleep over here where you can link on it and go see the other video if you've missed it. It was a lot of fun because we showed about the crazy hot matrix and basically why it's kind of real, but that also men don't really care if they're crazy or not. Most men will still date a really hot girl. And it was a lot of fun. Well, this video is about a woman who decided to respond to it by making her own scale. Now, here's what's interesting. Guys have the hot scale and we had the crazy scale. The crazy is a negative going upwards. In other words, the higher it is, the worse it is. And the hot scale, which is good, the higher it is, the better it is. Well, this woman puts together the the hot, rich, like financially well-off scale. And I'm like, that's like the higher you go, it's not a negative. But I'll let her break it down for you. We'll talk about it as it goes. And it's, I thought about changing the pitch, like changing her pitch down two notches to bring it a little lower. But I said, you know what? I'm going to let you guys watch this. Now, I know some of you are going to say, holy crap, I'll adjust her volume. I want you to be able to hear her. But I had to sit through this and edit it for 30 minutes. So if I can do that for 30 minutes, you can watch through it through the 5 minutes of it that I have, okay? If I did the pain for you, you can do the pain for me, all right? So let's get started here. And all right, here we go.
So I decided, why not do a video for women to find husband zone guys? So here, let's start the matrix.
All right, so like I said before, she said, okay, here's how women, this is what women are going to use to break down men. Men, negative crazy, positive hot. Women, positive hot, positive money. So it's not quite a 50-50 ratio, but she's saying this is what women need to look for to find the right guy.
Notice women find things a little bit of value that men don't. So in their grid, it was hot, which we share in common. Women love handsome men.
You know, we talk about it. It's all about the looks. But there's one key. I'm going to say this in now and see if you can picture it when she's listing it out. Notice the difference. Like men say nothing below a 5 is dateable because we don't date below average. Watch where her litmus test is. Watch where she starts.
But they also want men who earn an income. So income becomes important.
That's self-explanatory. I think every woman wants a guy that makes money.
You take the 7 and you go line up. It's very simple for women. It's very simple. Ladies, anything lower than a 7, regardless of level of income, that's a no-go zone.
Okay, so guys say 5 and below. Average and below, you don't want to date. Women, let's crank that up a notch. 2 notches, 7. So instantly here, she's marking 70% of men if you go by the actual, what a number scale should be, which is 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. Interestingly enough, though, for women recently, it seems, is 7 is now average. You see how their logic is? So 70% of men are below average. 70% of men are undateable. Just keep this in mind as you realize why we keep saying this is a game you cannot win.
Upper middle and not good looking. This is gold digger territory. Okay, there are a lot of girls out there. They'll like the money, but you're basically, because of the low level of hotness, you're in here banging fat dudes just because you want their money. That's not good either. No bueno.
Now remember, a 7 that's extremely rich on her scale is, if you want to date somebody like that, you're a gold digger and he must be fat and ugly at a 7, a rich 7. So you're going to tell me someone like, Steve Jobs, someone like Elon Musk? Because Elon, I mean, no offense, I like Elon Musk, But he's not like an 8 or 9 or 10 in the looks department. I'd put him at a 7. You can tell me Elon Musk is out of your zone? What's the word I'm looking for? Liar.
So where you really want to be is like this section up in here.
You know what she reminds me of? She sounds to me like Sarah Silverman. That I couldn't place it, but she sounds like a Wisconsin Sarah Silverman.
Now, the other section to really think about too is here. Make a line. This gets really crazy because we've all done it, right? Girls, like, you see a guy and he's like 7 to 10 level hotness. And I mean, you look at like poverty, this is a no-go.
Yeah, so again, if you don't have money, poverty, obviously a woman's not going to date you. But even if you're super hot, she's saying that you won't. Got to call that one out too, because there are prison guards that sleep with prisoners and they're not even free men. And they definitely don't have any income. And these women sleep with them and get pregnant by them. So already I'm seeing cracks in your foundation. But maybe she's saying this isn't what people do. This is what you should do. So we'll keep playing along.
Then in this range, I will call this the friends with benefits zone. And here's why. Even though you have the low and lower middle in this, those are the dudes that like your 20, these are like your 24-year-olds who are smoking hot and they're like bartenders.
Do you know what's funny? So she even admits if they're really good looking with no money that she'll still do them. She won't date them, but that she'll do them. Do you know what's funny? And I know this firsthand. I lived in Miami for several years. I also lived in San Antonio, Texas. And I've lived out in California for a year. Women like this, yes, they do exist. But they're also the annoying ones that are hitting on the really good, attractive bartenders and waiters and lifeguards and stuff like that. These are the women that these lifeguards roll their eyes at and make fun of and say, dude, why do these women, why won't they leave me alone? They're trying to act like they're still hot and still attractive, and I just want to be left alone because I'm not into you, lady. I'm into the smoke show that's 23 years old. I know women like this, and they're exactly like that. Fake tans and all, pestering the young, good-looking guys to please still make me feel relevant.
And they're paying for college, and they got nothing. They got nothing financially, but they're young and they're hot. And if you're, like, coming out of a relationship or you're just, like, not ready to, like, get serious with anybody, these guys could be a lot of fun.
They can be a lot of fun, but, and you know what? Some of those guys will be more than happy to have a lot of fun with her. More power to them.
Then here, the middle, lower middle to middle, this is also friend with benefits zone because it's middle, dude. Like, you're doing well for yourself. You're in shape. You're doing it great. You got a great career. You're a woman who holds it down. You don't want middle, dude. You're doing the middle for yourself. You want someone who's going to do better for you than you can do on your own.
Shocking. Okay, so you're middle girl. You're middle girl and you got it going and you're taking care of yourself and you're average looking and you're making average income. You don't want a middle man. You got to get a guy that's going to be better than you. No surprise, it's called hypergamy. And once again, she proves it. If I'm a 6 or a 5 and my income is a 6 and my athletic ability is a 6, shouldn't I be able to date a 6? No. Women date up. Women want better. They want a man that's going to be better than them. That's just how it works. And unfortunately, many men now today, at least in the past, I think, and I may have done this at some point in my time, would say, yeah, I'm okay. I mean, yeah, she's not quite as good looking as I think I am, or quite as good look, like as good a shape as I am. And I know she doesn't make as much money, but she's fun to be with. And you know, the bedroom time is fun and things are going okay. So I'll give it a shot. I'm good. That's not how women think. And that's not how men think today. A lot of men are coming around saying, no. You got to be at least on par with me. And a lot of these women don't want to date that. So they want to shoot for the moon, or they want to shoot for the stars, but they won't even land on the moon. They just shoot for the stars.
So now we're only left in this vast sea of men. We're only left with this little corner. And this is why women say there aren't any good guys out there. This is upper middle and wealthy.
Now, I clipped this out earlier, but when she was talking, when she listed it all out, I had to clip it because it was a longer video. When she was talking about those zones, upper wealthy is like what she called the ballers, the millionaires, or that's the wealthy. And then the upper class, she's like, these are your doctors, your lawyers, you know, your really successful businessmen. That's kind of the way she described it. So automatically, now, again, look at the source that is telling you. Look at the source that is telling you that this is the requirements. You know, look at the source. This is like me walking around saying, hey, you know what, fellas? Never settle for less than a rich supermodel. I mean, I'm bald and 5'7 and gray in my beard and maybe have a little bit of a beer belly, but never settle for less than a supermodel, fellas. This is the equivalent. This is what she's saying, you know, is I'm never going to settle for less than at least a doctor or a rich guy. That's the dateable range for these women. That's it. Those two like classes. 7, 8, 9, 10 in hotness. Rich, basically rich.
Now, in this range, you got the date guys, right? The date zone. However, with women, it's different than men. Unlike men, where they stayed in their date zone indefinitely. Now, you enter the date zone with the upper middle guy because of the promise and potential for together to build wealth, and you both can hang out in here, right?
Okay, so you want a guy that's close to a millionaire or a very successful doctor and lawyer, and then you're going to step in and marry him, and you think your finance and what you bring to the table is going to push you up into wealthy? That's like waiting 100 yards before the finish line of a marathon and seeing the first place guy come in right before he finishes the marathon to finish, 100 yards out, you come out and start running beside him, and then you guys cross the finish tape at the same time, and you go, we did it. What do you mean, we? I was already here. You just glammed on at the last minute, and you're going to say, we? Okay.
And that's when he becomes husband zone. You're upper middle, you're earning and burning, you're doing it, you're trying to get more out of life. The more you have, the more you share. Then we come to the pinnacle.
I don't even know how you could take someone. Now, I don't know, maybe she's trying to be funny. Maybe this is a whole comedy skit. But she seems to be really invested in this. And I looked at her website, and it's all about like money and empowerment and kind of the Healy crystal. You know, if you glam and think about money and make that a thing and you meditate on it, it will become yours. And if you look for successful men, they will become yours. So I don't think this is so much comedy. It's pretty funny, don't get me wrong. But I think she's kind of being serious about this. So understand, your only husband material now, if you're a 7, 8, 9, or 10, and you're basically rich. Because, you know, you want all the good things in life, the good things being money. At no point does she talk about anything other than, you know, 7 and up for looks. That was it. Here, okay, here's the scale for the crazy hot matrix for women. You ready? Guys have to be better looking than 7 through 10. You only date very wealthy guys. Or very wealthy guys, and you only marry them once they become rich. Wow, what a
Which also comes with a little problem too, which we'll get to. These are the unicorn men. Okay, these are wealthy, good-looking men. Wealthy, good-looking men. Unicorns.
Now, in the crazy hot matrix, unicorns mean something that doesn't exist. That's why they're called unicorns, because there's no such thing as a unicorn. It's an imaginary beast. A woman that is less than 4 crazy and is super hot is a unicorn. Why? Because every woman that's super hot has men paying attention to her all the time and wanting to be with her all the time. and trying to get with her all that, that's going to make anybody crazy. Like, of course, a woman's going to be at least four crazy from that. As well as women are emotional. They think with their emotions, where men tend to think problems through with their logic more. Well, when a woman's being very emotional and you're logical, there's only part of you that can go, man, you're being crazy. Like, settle down, calm down. That's the four. For her, unicorns are rich, wealthy men, or excuse me, rich, handsome men. Well, there's lots of them, and she gives some examples. So they're not a unicorn at that point.
So, like, that's where, like, George Clooney's hanging out. That's where, like, The Rock hangs out. These are, like, beautiful, beautiful men, and they're celebrities, and they're known, or they're, like, moguls, athletes, but, like, athletes like Magic Johnson, like, mogul athletes, not, like, broke-ass athletes.
Right. Okay. So only the super wealthy, wealthy guys, but they have to be mogul athletes. They can't just be regular athletes. Now, I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but right next to me here, I'm going to post the figures for the least paid 20 or 10 or whatever it is. I don't remember my graph. The lowest paid NBA players in the NBA. And I think they start in the 300,000s and they go up to like half a million for just like bench warmers. Bench warmers. So a half mil athlete. So, okay, athletes are muscular, in shape, very comfortable as far as the money. They play for a professional team. Not good enough for her because it's not a mogul. Do you see, ladies, why, if any ladies are watching this, do you see, ladies, why we just go, what? Like, no man is going to fit your mold. And I don't even want to try. I don't want to be judged by someone like you. You're nuts.
Because a lot of athletes really are this in their mind. And then all of a sudden they get money and they're like, what do I do? And then they, boom, fall down. You don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want an average athlete. Mogul only. Because they might come into money and they might spend it all and be poor without her getting an opportunity to get any of it.
So anyway, the unicorn guys typically will dump your ass for a younger girl. However, if you meet them here and you're with them to work it here and you go through some shit together and you get that gap handled, they will dump you, but you will get a nice little payout because of your effort. See? Then you can be back here again and even in here a little bit because you got some of this.
So her whole shtick here is meet a guy that's already wealthy, cross the finish line with him, you know, run that last 100 yards with him of the marathon, cross over the finish line with him, put in a little bit of effort, and if he goes for a younger woman, you cash out. Win-win for you. I've still yet to really feel like where the guy that marries her is the winner. So, you know, if this, again, doesn't explain everything, she's basically said to you, I'll cross the finish line with you, wait until you're wealthy, then I can bail. Because even if he doesn't break up with her or divorce her to go date a younger woman, she might decide to go get with that cute, you know, pool boy or lifeguard that's the 10 that has no money. And if she gets caught and they have to get a divorce, she still gets the golden parachute. She still gets the payout in a lot of cases. So really, she wants to glam onto somebody that's got money, and then no matter what happens, when she's out, she's paid.
We still have this tiny little, teeny little, tiny, tiny box. And that explains why women feel there aren't enough good men out there. Bye!
And that explains why men are not ever... This is why so many guys are giving up on this stuff. Because a guy that's an average guy, which is 5, it's not average to her. Or women like her. Now, it's not all women. I'm not saying that. But there's a lot of women that think like this nowadays. All you have to do is look at dating apps. Look at the statistics on dating apps. I've done those videos too. So if you're a 5 and you're average, well, you're not average, you see. So if you're a 6, no, wait, you're not average either. If you're a 7, For a woman, if you're seven, that's the starting point of the lowest that they will date if they're like this. And then if you're less than basically wealthy, forget about it. You're the friends with benefits. You're the fun guy. Now, this is an exaggerated example, but it goes to show you that, again, at some point, when a woman has this upper echelon guy spend some time with her, this is her new normal. A woman that's dating these eights and nines and tens, even for a short period of time, says, these guys like me, this is my, I must be an eight. I'm dating an eight. I must be an eight. I'm dating a rich guy, so I must deserve rich men. Not realizing that that guy's only casually dating her. He has no desire to tie it down. And so when he bounces and she starts looking around for her next, in this case, victim, she's going to say, well, everybody less than a seven or an eight, you're just not with me, man. Anybody less than, you know, 300, 400, 5,000 a year, you're not on my level. And what happens is men go, no, okay. And they roll on, and she's going to keep looking around, because now even on her own site, she's got tags for cougar. She's going to be a cougar. And then I don't know what's after that. She's going to be an old cougar. And then she's going to be an in-the-ground cougar with lots of little cats. Because no person that ever saw a video like this would say, oh, I'd date her. This is the type of woman I will latch my cart to, and we're going to go off into the wilderness together. And you say, well, yeah, but I mean, that's just one example. Okay, go to Reddit. Go to Female Dating Strategy. Go online to some of these apps, you know, grab an app and join it and start swiping on what you think are fives that you're like, man, she's average looking, or she's close, a couple extra pounds, but you know, she's average. You swipe right on those. You do that. Even with your funny profile and your great looking pictures, tell me how many of them you match with. It's not going to happen. And if you are a six or a seven guy, swipe on five, six, and seven girls and see how many of them match with you. Before you know it, you'll realize that this literally is 80 or 90% of women out there today. Now, they may not all be this crazy. And again, there are women out there that are not like this. But when you start looking at the statistics and how many dating apps and how many dates and how many freaking things you have to do to try to find a sane one, forget it. I'm out, you're out, most guys are out at this point. And until women have a reality check, I just don't see this changing very much. But the interesting thing is, she has proven that the hot crazy matrix is accurate. Because at one time she, I went to her Facebook page from her YouTube page. There's a link to her Facebook page. I went to her 2010 pictures. At one time, she was probably a seven. She was probably a seven. So that's where she's set, like nothing lower than a seven for me. The problem is father time and mother nature are not kind. And as women age, sevens become sixes and sixes become fives. And it happens to men too. It just happens later to us. I'm still devilishly handsome and attractive for almost being 50 years old. But the truth is, like she said, men have the hot finance scale. Well, if a man's finances are good and he takes care of himself, he can hover on that hot scale a little bit higher. I'm just telling you guys, I don't know, but if this doesn't convince you that it's a rigged game and you're just, the odds are stacked against you for anyone playing in the realm of sanity anymore on the women's team, I don't know what to tell you. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. I do have Patreon and Subscribestar, as well as Bitcoin if you want to help me out a little bit. Check out some of my old videos as well. Don't forget that. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor, I'm Joker. Remember, if you're average, you're not average. You have to be seven to be an average. And if you want to be an average good-looking guy, we have to be an eight or nine. And to be average wealth, you have to be rich. Rich is average. Rich is average. And good-looking is average. So you have to be rich and good-looking to be average. Welcome to 2020 dating.